Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our short series of studies, which we have entitled The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. And, of course, this is in our lives. And on the last broadcast, we considered His ministry in us. And today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider His ministry to us. And then, on the next and the last broadcast, His ministry through us. These are very important prepositions. Now, today, we wish to consider His ministry to us after He saves us. He brings us the knowledge of the gospel, of the truth of the gospel, and it's through His power that we are born again into the family of God. When we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us upon the cross, did all that was necessary to take away our sins and remove that terrible barrier that would keep us out of heaven, when we believe it, rest in it, trust in it, and accept Him as our Savior, the Spirit of God takes that life of Christ and puts that life within us, and we are born into God's family. We were born into man's family when we were born into this world, but to get into heaven, you've got to be born into God's family. It's a spiritual family. It's a spiritual birth. Now today, we wish to consider His ministry to us as our teacher. He teaches us, as we read in John chapter 14 and verse 26, but the Comforter, capital C, this is the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, and the Lord is doing the talking here. John records it in his gospel, but it's John, that's the Lord that's doing the talking. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. Now the Spirit of God teaches us. He alerted us to our need of Christ in the first place, and then He teaches us about Christ when we become saved. We read this again in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. God has such blessings for you and for me that we cannot comprehend them in the natural sense. We need help. We need the help of the Spirit of God to make them plain. Listen to the next verse, if you please. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man can know the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. Not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is the teacher. The Spirit of God wrote our Bible, of course, using human instruments in doing so. He's the author. The Scriptures come from the Spirit of God. He's the author, and He is the explainer. He is the teacher. And that's certainly His first and perhaps His greatest ministry to us. Then we're led by the Spirit of God. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 14 we read, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The leading of God is a very complex subject. It's a subject that should occupy a whole broadcast, or perhaps a whole series of broadcasts. God does lead us, and He leads us by the Spirit of God. How does He do it? How does the Spirit lead us? He leads us through the Word of God. He shows us the way we go. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a guide to my pathway. And the Spirit of God is the light that shines upon the Word of God and shows us what we should do. He leads us by the Word of God. And perhaps He leads us by circumstance. He's God. He controls the circumstances. Perhaps He leads us by circumstance. Oh, it's such a complex subject. But the point is, in this series of studies, He does lead us. Now, He comforts us. We read in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." Now, I think we will appreciate this verse if we relate it to its context. The Apostle Paul, before he was saved, Saul of Tarsus, bitterly persecuted the church, even causing the death of some. But God came in and saved him gloriously. But as long as the Apostle Paul was around, now he was considered a renegade by the Jewish people, and the Christians were persecuted because Paul had come to their side. But Paul went away to Tarsus. But when he left the scene, they were comforted. Everything quieted down. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they were multiplied. He comforts us. Now, He not only comforts us, He strengthens us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, contains that wonderful prayer of Paul for the saints at Ephesus. As a matter of fact, the prayer extends over a number of verses. But in verse 16 particularly, this is the way he prays, that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Now, the Spirit of God is the strength of the Christian life. When we got saved, when we believed that Jesus died for us on the cross, when we committed ourselves to Him without reservation as our Savior, because of the fact that He took away our sins by His own precious blood, when we did that, the Spirit of God took the life of Christ. We touched on this on our last broadcast. He took the life of Christ and put that life within us. Now, that life gives us consciousness of the things of God. But the Spirit is the strength of the Christian life. I verily believe that many people do not become saved because they do not feel. They have a high sense of honor. They do not feel that they could do Christianity justice. Of course they can't. None of us can. And that's why God sent His Spirit to strengthen us, that we might live the Christian life. And oh, how great that strength is. We read in First John, the epistle of John, or chapter 4, verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you," that's the Spirit of God, He indwells us, "than he that is in the world," that's Satan. We live by the power of the Spirit of God, and people should realize that. You're going to get help when you believe on the Lord Jesus. To live the Christian life, you can't do it on your own. He does it in us. He intercedes for us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." He prays for us. Isn't that comforting to know the Spirit of God prays for you? Isn't that comforting when a Christian friend tells you, "I'm praying for you"? Well, the Spirit of God prays for us. Think how effective His prayers really are. Then He conforms us to the image of Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass," and the Spirit of God directs our minds to would fill our minds with the attention that the Bible is like a mirror. It's said to be that in James chapter 1. Likewise also the Spirit, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed from the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He changes us to the image of Christ. He's producing in us Christ. We have help to live the Christian life, and He's producing Christ in us. We know that we become like people that we admire. Children flatter their parents by imitating them. And imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I'll tell you that. Now, we imitate Christ when we admire Him. And the Spirit of God gives us help, and He changes us into the same image, and we're made more like the Lord Jesus Christ. How? By the Spirit of God working in us. And then finally, He gives us our new bodies when the Lord comes. This is still ahead of us. His ministries are not completed. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 we read, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you," and the Spirit is capitalized, "the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." The Spirit is dwelling in us. The power to change us into our new bodies already is resident within our bodies. And when Christ comes and the Spirit hears that shout, when that shout, that sets loose the power that changes our body. And we receive that new body in the twinkling of an eye. We're changed. If we're living, and if we're dead, He raises the body. It's the Spirit that does this. It's His ministry to us. How wonderful it is. Think of it, if you will. The Spirit of God gave our Lord Jesus Christ His literal body. When the Annunciation was made to Mary, she was wondering how this was going to be, and she was told that that which was in her was conceived of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gave Christ His body. He gives Him His body, the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we can't turn to it, time won't permit. But the Spirit of God gives Christ His spiritual body, which is the church. Christ is actually in His literal body in heaven. And then He's going to give us our body as well. This is the power of the Spirit ministering in our lives. Isn't it wonderful to have such help? Our Father today, help us to appreciate the ministry of the Spirit. Keep us from grieving Him and from slighting Him and from quenching Him. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.